Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 14th, 2009. A lovely fall-like day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. If you go to a site today, you'll see a photo of a tree in our backyard. Actually, it's on our neighbor's property, but it's behind our backyard, a beautiful silver maple. And that serves as the inspiration for today's story as far as visual. It's titled, Lessons from a Tree Climber. The scripture text, and many of you can guess by now, even listening where we're going with this, is the story of Zacchaeus and is told in Luke 19:2-4.
A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. We have young readers who enjoy tree climbing, but the majority of our readers will, and listeners, of course, will have to reminisce with us today to remember the pleasures of this wonderful youthful pastime. You know what we call climbing? Perhaps you built a fort with friends or made a treehouse of sorts.
Well, I'll share my memory. When I grew up in Belt, Missouri, we had a sprawling mulberry tree at the side of our house. It was great for climbing, and my friend Dave Simpson and I spent many pleasurable afternoons up in that tree, building forts and treehouses, or just seeing who could climb the highest. Well, there were a few times that I took a pretty nasty fall, but as a child, the recovery time was within minutes, and then our tree climbing resumed.
Well, there were no mature trees in my yard in Oklahoma, which had been prairie land, but there were many on the 200 acres that my grandparents farmed in the mountains of Arkansas. I fondly remember pretending that the tree was my house. I was surely influenced by Swiss Family Robinson. But the greatest motivation in climbing the trees was to get a much more expanded scenic view of the farm. The visibility was altogether different from up there than walking on the ground.
Well, behind our present home is a beautiful silver maple tree I referred to earlier. Took a photo of it and seen above. I spoke to our neighbor this morning. He planted the tree over 20 years ago as a sickly sapling that somebody gave to him because they thought it would never make it. Doug planted it in memory of his dog that had died. Well, it is like a huge bush in a tree. But it has stout branches, good for climbing, and of course the children are drawn to this. Stair has often climbed it, and I am sure the silver maple will be her most memorable tree for climbing. She likes the intrigue of being in the tree, but due to the leaves hiding the branches, no one even knows she's there. I enjoy studying trees and have been blessed with the friendships of many foresters and loggers through the years, especially when I lived up in northern Pennsylvania near the Allegheny National Forest. Well, many remain as friends to this day. I consider Bill, Bruce, Jack, and Jeff. They immediately come to mind. Trees are referenced throughout the Bible from the very first chapter to the final chapter. I once did a study of famous trees in the Bible.
But I suppose that if we were to query Bible students, we'd find for many the most famous single tree is the sycamore that Zacchaeus climbed to see Jesus. I like that story, don't you? Like me, you may also recall the story from Sunday school or vacation Bible school. Perhaps as a child, you sang in the children's booster band. I remember this quite well. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and oh, how we loved the motions that went with that song.
Part of the intrigue of Zacchaeus' story is that we can identify with him, young children especially, since they often need others' assistance in reaching or seeing due to their still growing height.
Surely Zacchaeus had heard many things about this Jesus, and now he wanted to see who he was. Being a short man, he couldn't see over the crowd. I'm sure there were many large gatherings where he ended up missing the big event due to his small stature. And, you know, there were no microphones back there either, so he probably didn't hear or see a lot of things. When he was young, he might be hoisted up on his parents' shoulders, but of course, as an adult, this was not an option. So Zacchaeus came up with a clever plan when he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way.
Well, it doesn't seem like a very dignified position to find a rich man sitting up in a tree. But the story indicates that he had a spiritual interest, and that's a great motivator. The Bible story gives evidence that his position and wealth had not met his innermost needs. He didn't allow pride to keep him from seeking out Jesus. I wonder if he really cared about what others thought of his tree-climbing experience.
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." That's a quote from Luke 19:5.
It brings a smile to my face today, mentally picturing Zacchaeus' quick descent to the ground after Jesus spoke directly to him. I don't think that's what Zacchaeus was expecting. And so often the Lord meets and calls those who are seeking him in ways we do not expect. And he's still doing that today, for he continues to reward those like Zacchaeus who earnestly seek him. Let's seek the Lord today.
Let's pray together. Jesus, you see us in our hour of need. You look beyond our supposed prestige, our accumulation of wealth, and any earthly accomplishments. You perceive our thoughts from afar. Jesus, as you turn on the searchlight of our hearts, you reveal anything or anyone that separates us from you. Thank you that we can be reconciled to you and experience forgiveness for our sins through your redeeming blood. The riches of your grace far exceeds the fleeting riches this world has to offer, which can lead to spiritual bankruptcy. You lead us in the way everlasting as we earnestly seek you. Amen.
Amen. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our story today on Zacchaeus. One of the great memorable Bible stories from childhood, but with a lasting spiritual meaning. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, this is the message that we have prepared for Monday, September. We are on the web. We post these messages along with pictures and supplemental links to music each day. We're at dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have a couple of other photos, both I call the blessings and intrigue of country living. Something like right here, a number of folks we've seen along the road with just a little sign on the table that says free tomatoes. That's kind of neat. Now the intrigue part is we noticed several weeks ago a large hornet's nest. I measured it today. It's over 18 inches high. Then a tree in our front yard. The hornets are sure busy. And I got a photo of that hornet's nest this morning as well. But we do have the words up to the song that Brooksine began that she recalled from childhood. Zacchaeus was a wee little man and actually found a YouTube video where you can listen to it as well. Serious music today, we have two songs that came to mind in regard to this topic of seeking and searching for the Lord. One is called Call on the Lord While He May Be Found, and the other is that great classic chorus based on Scripture, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. Both available on our site today. Again, the message that we have prepared today is for Monday, September 14th, 2009. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Today, may you be encouraged.